Back again to moving the finger during tashahhud.
In the prayer, we classify the salah into arkan pillars, which if you miss any of them, the entire prayer is invalid and you cannot make it up. And wajibat, mandatory acts, which if you miss any of them, you may make it up, and of course, you fix that by sujood al-sahw, as we discussed before. There are sunan, which if you miss out of forgetfulness, it does not affect the validity of your prayers. And there is something called hay'at, the forms of the prayers. We're having so many different schools of thoughts as far as how to perform different forms in the prayer, such as, for example, the position of the index finger while reciting at-tahiyyat or at-tashahhud. Various opinions of scholars, some of which rely on evidences, some of which rely on strong or weak evidences, and so forth. According to the hadith which is narrated by Wa'il ibn Hujr, may Allah be pleased with him, he narrated that the Prophet ﷺ used to move his finger while yad'u biha, while making supplication. Some of the scholars understood from that so long as you're reciting at-tashahhud, you shake or you move your finger up and down this way. Why? Because the at-tahiyyat is all about supplication. So the word yad'u biha, he supplicates with it, that is applicable and it applies to every single phrase or verse of at-tashahhud. Others said, no, this extra addition, yuharrikuha, is odd and it's not in the original text. And they understood from that the musalli should keep his finger straight towards the qibla as long as he's reciting the entire tashahhud. There is another party which said that, no, he would only move it or shake it or keep it up towards the qibla as long as he is reciting Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu wa rasulu. And those party, even they differ among themselves, and they said the purpose of that because it is a reference to the middle of the shahud, and others said because it is the shahada itself. In any case, as I mentioned earlier, these are all hay'at. Whichever one you follow according to the reference, it will not affect the validity of your prayer at all. So if you shake your finger, that's fine. And if you don't, according to the reference of another school of thought, another scholar, and you see another person next to you praying without shaking his finger, without moving his finger, you should not make a conflict or a fight out of that. Rather, this is fine and this is fine, inshallah. The most important thing in the prayer is to develop tranquility, humility, and khushu' in salah, and to focus on what you're reciting in the salah. Pay maximum attention to the one whom you're praying to, Allah the Almighty.